This week on Texans Huddle.
We're going to name Brian Hoyer the starting quarterback.
Obviously excited. It's been a lot of hard work that goes into this.
Yeah, obviously I'm disappointed. I don't agree with it, but it's for the best of the team, so I'm just going to wait till my turn gets called.
I think I've, adjusted pretty well to it. But there's definitely, bad habits I need to break.
Into this week's edition of Texans Huddle. Week two of the preseason in the books as the Houston Texans hosted the Denver Broncos here at NRG Stadium. Once again, all eyes on the quarterback competition with Ryan Mallett getting the start this week. So let's get right to all the highlights and the reaction in this week's Texans Rewind.
After another hard week of training camp, it's preseason test number two as the Texans' Goliath, also known as Peyton Manning, makes his return to NRG Stadium.
Leckler and a punt. Lets it fly.
A good punt.
Here's Bolden making the catch at the 14. Running back trying to get some room, but he's brought down on a great special team stop by Charles James. Leckler gets the snap on target, gets it away. Here's Bolden. He's not going to touch it, and this one bounces at the 10, and
nice.
It's down inside the 5.
Guess who?
Charles James again.
Special teams unit is something that you have to take pride in. We do here. And we have a great group of guys on our unit, and it's something that we want to continue to get better at. We'll continue to get better at, and just game in, game in, we'll just continue to progress and continue to try to go out there and make plays and help this team be in the best position possible.
Osweiler under center, quick drop, steps up, and he goes long downfield. Has Caldwell wide open at the 10-5, touchdown Denver. Takes the snap, three-man rush. Bryan throwing over the middle, and he zips the ball to Demaris Johnson, trying to find some room along the right side. He's forced out of bounds.
There's definitely things that need to be corrected and get fixed, but I don't feel poorly about where I'm at. I don't know if I'd say I feel great. I think we have a long way to go as an entire offensive unit, myself included.
Savage drops back. Here's pressure. Tom throws downfield, and Kari Lee has the ball for a first down at the Denver 43-yard line.
I mean, we just got to punch those balls in. I mean, especially when we're down there in the red area. We didn't score. We didn't convert that one third down. We really just got to be able to put some points on there, really. I mean, the defense was the only score for us. So we got to be able to go out there and put some points out there and play some complimentary football like O'Brien always says.
Osweiler, quick drop, takes a hit, and it's picked off. Across the 35, 40, the 50, the 40 of Denver, the 30, the 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown Houston.
Guess who?
Yeah, I'm just trying to help the team out, whatever way I can. I'm here, work hard every day, and try to make it carry over to the game.
We just told the team that there was some good, there was some bad, there was some ugly, and we have to really come back to work on Monday and really try to improve as a team.
And joining me now, John Harris, the man with the best view of the night, roaming the sidelines for the Texans in this one. Just your overall thoughts as you walk away from this one.
Well, I think it was just a struggle offensively all night long. Nothing in rhythm, started to get a few things going, and then they'd bog down, make a mistake. Now, look, Denver's a really good defense. They left those guys in for the whole first half. So they played very well. I'll give Denver a lot of credit for that, but just too many kind of fits and starts with the offense. And look, defensively, they got beat early for that one play, and then they got beat deep another time. So, and two guys vying for a cornerback spot on this roster. Go watch that film and hope that they don't regret that particular play. But I think the defense showed some moments. I think they had some moments. I think offensively, it was just a struggle all night long.
Well, and defensively, there's one guy we have to talk about, and that was our player of the game. Courtney comes up with the pick six, and you just know, coming off of last week with a two-sack game, making a case for himself to make this team?
Absolutely. And outside linebacker, you know, Jadeveon Clowney came back this week, but I thought those young outside linebackers, I thought Lyndon Trail played very well. Courtney making that play to drop and then jump up and snatch out of the air and then hit it to the house was a huge play for him. And then I thought Carlos Thompson made a couple of plays out on the edge. So those young outside linebackers needed to step up with Clowney coming back. And look, we don't know when Jadeveon's going to be back on the field for good, but we do have a feeling he should be back at some point this year. Those guys looking for a roster spot, they had to step up, and I thought a few of those guys really shined. And Courtney, what a whale of a play. And after last week, he gets the two sacks, and then this week he gets the pick six. Look, if you're looking to make a roster spot, make plays. Make plays. It's that simple. And maybe not that simple in execution, but the theory is there. Just make a play, and he's done it two consecutive weeks.
Well, and Charles James was someone that we all saw this week on Hard Knocks who made a case for just that, how important it was to make plays, do some things to make this team, how important that was to him, and he came up with a couple of great ones on special teams.
Yeah, absolutely, and for Charles, I get a feeling the staff really likes him, but they're just not sure where he fits because you've got a logjam at corner, but if you're going to earn a spot, go do it on special teams. And he made a couple of great plays, and I think Charles James is the type of guy that would, if you told him, look, you're going to play slot receiver this week, he'd be like, okay, I'll learn it, I'll do it. You're going to play quarterback this week, okay, I'll learn it, I'll do it. That's just the way that he is. But you love that passion, you love that enthusiasm, and I think that he'll continue to move forward, making plays, hopefully defensively going forward, that will help his cause to make this team.
What do you come out of there from a quarterback situation? So much has been put on this, obviously, with this quarterback competition. What did you come out of this with?
Well, I came out of here thinking that Tom Savage is a tough son of a gun. He took some shots in that second half and kept getting up and kept slinging. I like watching his progress. But, you know, with Hoyer and Mount, they had a couple of nice plays each. And for lack of a better word, nice. But there were a few good plays here, and then there would be a couple of misfires, and then they'd have to punt. Look, I know that they're both thinking, I get a couple series here, I get a couple series there. It's not as if they get the whole game. They can kind of work through all the kinks and then adjust and go out for the second half. They don't get that, at least not now. So they get limited opportunities. And because they're getting limited opportunities, they're probably not in the rhythm they need to be or would like to be. But at the end of the day, this is a rough one for them. And look, excuses, you know, they had the offensive line, the first offensive line in there for one series, I think it was. And their starters were still in. They put the second offensive line in, or they rejumbled the offensive line. So no excuses. The offense has got to execute a little better. They both know that. But I walk out of there thinking, you know, Tom Savage threw pretty well, tough, hung in there, took a lot of shots tonight, but stood up in the face of the pressure and really made some big throws throughout the game.
All right. Thanks so much, John. We have to take our first time out here on the show, but this one is in the books. The Houston Texans 1-1 after the first two games. But we come back. Training camp is still going on, and we will be out there for the rest of the way and preparing for the game against the New Orleans Saints. Stay with us.